More than 650 Allegheny County residents died of drug overdoses in 2017, topping the previous year's record as well as the record set the year before that. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto and Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald have hired Motley Rice, LLC, to investigate for a possible suit against distributors and marketers of prescription opioids. Fitzgerald told 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin is the same law firm that won a multi-billion dollar settlement from tobacco companies.
Like a lot of counties around the country have done, we're taking a look at all of our options. There's a lot of cost to the taxpayers, to the public, not just obviously the human cost and the human toil, as you mentioned, the deaths have gone up over the last number of years. But there's also a cost to the public human service budget, our jail budget, our public safety budget that really gets impacted by taking resources from other things we could be doing. So we want to take a look at what are our legal options to help the taxpayers recoup some of that money.
You mentioned the cost to the taxpayers. Do you have an estimated cost? Is that part of the charge to this law firm to help sort of figure out what the exact costs are to the county?
Yes, that's exactly right. We kind of knew that the resources we would need internally weren't enough to take on something of this magnitude when you're taking on some of these large pharmaceutical companies. So you need a lot of expertise in that area, but they'll be having to work with our folks within county government to determine what those costs are and what the taxpayers can hope to recover.
Do you have an idea if dealing with this crisis has prevented some of the departments, whether it's the health department, whether it's first responders, from doing things that they normally would be doing to serve the county residents?
There's no question that has occurred, particularly in those areas you're talking about, the health department and human services. Rather than dealing with some of the other issues that Karen Hacker's been trying to tackle and successfully tackled around decreasing smoking rates, for example, we've seen a significant drop in our smoking rates in Allegheny County since she has come on board. And we want to tackle some of the problems around diabetes and obesity that has cropped up both in our country and locally. Dealing with things like food deserts, where we're able to get in some of the poorer communities some better a better blend of balance of diet that can help improve health. So when they're distracted in other areas dealing with, you know, things like the opioid crisis, sure, it takes away the attention, it takes away the resources.
In speaking with Pennsylvania Attorney General Shapiro, he claims that 80% of illegal opioid abusers, actually started with a legal prescription drug. Is that one of the reasons why you're going after the marketers and manufacturers of legal painkillers?
Well, I think Attorney General Shapiro has probably hit on something that is important, and I think as we listen to the legal experts, they've given us advice on which way to go. So that's why, you know, we've retained some legal advice to find out really where are the culprits, where are the folks that are causing these issues. And I know there's legislation that's working its way through Harrisburg. Some already has, as far as how prescriptions can be used, the length of a prescription, how much can be done all at once. So I think you're seeing a lot of areas in which folks are trying to come up with improvements and solutions to an extremely complex and extremely deadly problem.
I was going to ask you, is it strictly trying to get money that the county has spent, or is it more than that?
It is more than that. It's about, you know, trying to help. And it's not just about recouping the money. It's also about getting the medical community to act in a more responsible manner. If they find out that legally and that there's liability there on their side, the financial interest in their case will cause them to act in a better way.
Mr. Fitzgerald, thanks so much.
All right, Kevin, good to be with you. Thank you.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.